Today's daf is daf Yud Chetz, and we are 1/5 of the way down, and right at the end of the line, Itmar. Me'ematay monim leget. The halacha is that a woman who got a get, or a woman whose husband died, has to wait 3 months in order to get married to somebody else, in order for us to determine whether she is pregnant. So this way we know who the father is, and there were also questions about perhaps damaging the vlad and so on. So we need to make sure that she's not pregnant. So itmar, me'imatay monim leget, how long do we take, from what point do we count the 3 months? So Rav Amar, very similar to what we discussed yesterday about the nichsei melug. So Rav Amar Misha'at Netina, we actually are counted from the very giving of the get, and therefore we would have to know when it was given. Where Shmuel Amar Misha'at Ketiva, that since after writing the get, he mustn't be alone with this woman, because if he is alone with the woman, then we pass the get because of what's known as a get yashan. The get is now outdated. It's outdated because he's been dating. And in case he got his wife pregnant, then people are going to end up saying, now wait a second here. How did she get pregnant if she was already divorced? And so because of, to avoid those kind of issues, we made this into a get yashan. Therefore, Taina Shmuel, since Mishat Ktiva, even when you didn't deliver it, he's not allowed to be alone with her, which would make it rather difficult for her to get pregnant. So because of that, there's no problem in counting the 3 months from the last time that she could have gotten pregnant. According to you, sir, if a guy is married to two women, and he's going on a business trip, and so for one of them, he orders the get for both of them. One of them, the get arrives a month before. One of them, the get arrives the day before he leaves. Okay, but basically, according to you, he gives the get to them right before he goes, right? So even though both of them get the get on exactly the same day, one of them is going to be able to get married 2 months later, and one is going to have to wait 3 months later. So people will say, Yomru, Shtei Nashim B'chatzer Achat, you have two women living with the same guy and the same chatzer. These rabbis are mad. Zo asura v'zo muteret. I mean, how is that supposed to make sense to anyone? Omar le'abai, I understand. What's there not to make sense? Zo zman gita mochiach alea v'zo zman gita mochiach alea. I mean, people see the date on the get. But are they familiar with all of the mechanisms and details to think there's something strange about it? They know that you're counting from the get. This is what it says, and this is what it says. And so in Mela, they realize that there's a difference between them. Tanik avosid Rav, a raya to Rav, who holds that it's only Mishat Netina, and we couldn't make this kind of distinction to allow two women, B'chotzer Achas, to have two different zmanim of heter, of marriage. So it says in the Braita like this, guy sends a get. It takes the shliach 3 months to deliver the get. When she receives that get, despite the fact that it's 3 months later, she still has to wait 3 months, even though her husband was nowhere around, and even though the get is dated 3 months earlier. And that means that we count from the Shat HaNetina and the Get Yashan in Choshishin. It has nothing to do with the din of Get Yashan. It's not the fact that we're afraid, okay, so maybe that's because maybe the Get will be possible if it has a different Get. Maybe they were Mityached and so on. That has nothing to do with it, because in this case he was nowhere around. He sent to the get from far away. The problem of a get yashan is where possibly the husband had impregnated her. That's not possible here. And he's a medinat hayam. Nonetheless, we're saying that you have to wait 3 months. Why? Not because he might have gotten her pregnant later. That's not the point. The point is that we don't want to have shtei nashim, which is exactly what Rav Steiner was all along. So this braita supports Rav, 100%. Tanya Kavatei de Shmuel. We also have a raya from a brighter like Shmuel that we count from the time of the Ktiva. Hamashlish Gately Ishto. Somebody gives a get into escrow. Who's called that Mashlish? Because it's in a third party, in other words. That's what we say in English, a third party. Shlish. So we deposit the get with a third party, and you tell the Amarlo, the husband tells the third party, I'm going to be leaving. Don't give her the get until 3 months have passed. Misha, not to love the moment that the escrow holder gives her the get, at that moment she's already muteret, we not say miyad, she does not have to wait an additional 3 months, which is exactly what Shmuel says. It goes according to the day on the get. Ulegit yashan ein choshishin. And here, even though the husband is around, we would not be choshesh that he would go ahead and maybe impregnate her in the interim. Sha'arei lo nityachedima. So we're talking about over here that since it had been now given when he leaves, here it's talking about he gave it to the shalish, so obviously now he wasn't around, so we're not choshesh. This halacha is only where we could be sure we have no choshesh for get yashan. Rav Kahana, Rav Papi, Rav Ashi, Avde Mishat Ktiva. So in terms of the halacha, Rav Kahana, Rav Papi, and Rav Ashi, they followed Shmuel's halacha, that it went according to the Ktiva, whereas Rav Papa and Rav Hunaber, Rav Yeshua, they were Meira halacha lamaisa, Avde Mishat Netina, like Rav. And actually the Hilchata, as we go, that Shat Ktiva. And nonetheless, though the Gemara says that, that's not so poshut that that's what the reality is. Because the minhag became, in all places of where at least the Ashkenazim are, in Germany and France and so on, so the Rush brings that it was Mishat Netina, specifically. Itmar, Me'ematai Ktuva Mishametet. Here we have another issue. The halacha is like this, that at the end of Shemitah, any money that had been owed, that was owed as part of an agreement between two people, that one owes money to the other, so it was like a loan that has to repay, the Shemitah cancels that debt. Anything that is money that is owed, not because we created a loan, but because there is a chiyuv to pay something, that shviyas has no impact on. So now the shaila is, a ketuvah is certainly not something that shvita will be mishamit under normal circumstances. If, however, that ketuvah turns into a legal debt instead of a ketuvah, and we'll see when that is, that's exactly the question that we're raising, so then it becomes a debt, and at that point, shviyas will be mishamit. So therefore, the Gemara is asking, at what point is a ketuvah, when does it turn into a chov, in which the Baal now will no longer have to pay if Shemitah passes? So Rav Amar Mishativga, it's only where she's pogemet ktuvata. How is she pogemet ktuvata? By asking for some of it and getting a part of it. So at that point, she is saying, okay, now my ktuva is in the process of collection. So there's two issues over here. One issue is that in order for Shemitah to be Meshamet alone, it has to be due. Any chiyuv that isn't due, it's not Meshamet. We learn from the Pesukim. The other issue is that it has to be Meshamet something which is a personal acceptance of a debt. But something which is a chiyuv, that's imposed by Beis Din and so on, that is not going to be Meshamet. So the question is over here, what happens at the moment that she's pogemet? When she's pogemet, she's clearly indicating, okay, this is due, I'm suing. So now she starts collecting. She's already collected. That means that the ketuvah is basically in the process of collection. Therefore, says Rav, that is sufficient as long as she was also zokefet, v'tizkof. Meaning that what she did is she said, okay, look, I'm ready to accept 20% from you now, and you'll owe me now the rest. Ah, once she said those deadly words, you'll owe me now the rest. She turned him into a Baal Chov. So now, as a Baal Chov, the Ksuva basically is taken care of. Except that he's paid off 20% and he owes her more. But then the Shemitah will be Meshameh the Ketuvah once you do those two steps. That's Rav's opinion. Shmuel says you don't need two steps. The moment that you turned it into something that you collected partially, Afa Pishalo Zakfa, you've made it very clear to you that you want now for this Ketuvah to be paid up. So that is sufficient. Zakfa, or where you say to the guy, even if you didn't collect a penny, you say to the guy, look, you owe me $10,000. He says, yeah, look, it's true, I owe you $10,000. I'll pay you up slowly. I don't have any money right now. Oh, boy. Deadly. So once he says that, there's no longer a ketuvah to Shmuel. So over there, Afa Pi Shelo Pagma, she didn't collect anything, but it was niskefet as a loan already now. Now, Tani Kavasi, the Rav, Tani Kavasi, the Shmuel. We have rayas to both of them. Tani Kavasi, the Rav, Me'imatai Ketuvah Mishametet, Mishetivkom V'tiskov. So that you need to do both things. You need to partially collect, so that now it's omei to collect, and you need to turn it into a debt that isn't defined by a Maisa Bezdin or a Chiyav and a Ketuvah. But if you were just Pagma V'lo Zakfa, you were Zakfa V'lo Pagma, then Shvius would not be Meshamet. Eina Meshamet et Achetiv Kometisko, which is precisely what Rav said a moment ago. We also have a Tanik Avasid Shmuel, that in a case of a Knas of an Ones, Rizchayev Chamishim Shkolim, or Knas, now obviously the Ones is also a Knas, rape. The reason we call Ones, Ones and not Knas, and the Knas Stam refers to someone as Motzi Shemra, is because the Motzi Shemra doesn't have to pay other things, but the rapist has to pay for the assault. So we don't want to just identify it with Knas, because it's much more than Knas. He's going to owe a heck of a lot of money for other issues. But that we call Knas Stam Motzi Shemra, the rest we call Ones. And the Knas of someone who is Mefateh, a Betula, over there also, if he doesn't marry her, he has to pay the Knas. Uktuvatisha, or the money that he owes for Ktuva when he divorced his wife. In all of these cases, if he was Zakfan Bemilva, and he says, well, I don't have the money and I'll pay you back. So then it becomes a debt and Mashmitim. The Imlav, but if he wasn't Zokefit as a Milva, in Mashmitim. Because then it remains a Ma'aseh Beit Din, not a loan. And a Ma'aseh Beit Din is never going to be Mishumat Al Yedei Shemitah, because it has nothing to do with the dinim of loans that the Torah gave us, the dinim of Shemitah 4. So you see that Zekifa helps. We don't see from here the other part of Shmuel, that Pagima helps on its own without Zekifa. That's true. But basically, if we see that Zekifa helps, so then we understand that Pagima is going to help in the same fashion. Now, what defines Zekifa? Mehematai niskafim b'milva. At what point do we view it as a milva? From the time that it goes to court, misha'ata amada b'din. So now she's tova'at, and now she wants to collect the amount of money that it's worth. That's also called zikifa. So that means, according to Shmuel, we have much lower standards for Shemitah being able to be mashamit. Omer Shmuel, I want you to know that a ketuvah as a raw ketuvah is definitely a Tanai Beit Din. It has nothing to do with whether you want to write a ketuvah, you don't want to write a ketuvah, or whether you even actually did write a ketuvah. This is a chiyav of Bezdin. And therefore, if you hadn't written a ketuvah, you would have had a ketuvah. And because of that, it also has the rules of a Ma'aseh Beit Din, and not only in terms of what I just discussed, which is the difference between Shvius Mishametet, but for the other issue that we've been so involved in over here. It has a din of Ma'aseh Beit Din. And just like a Ma'aseh Beit Din, the Chiyuv comes from the Psak Din. And when the Beis Din signs on it, it doesn't matter, because the Beis Din is just giving you proof to carry around that this has been the Psak Beit Din. If you got the proof a year later, it doesn't change a darn thing. The Psak was given on that day. The Khatima of the Psak and the letter to that effect could have been written a year later. So it makes absolutely no difference if it's Nichtavim Bayom, Nichtavim Balayla, has nothing to do with Shtar Mukdam, because this is a Chiev that comes from the Etzem Chiev, not from the Raya to the Chiev. So too, a Ksuva, when she goes to the Chuppah, makes no difference when you sign the Ksuva. Because at that moment, there's already the Kol that protects a potential buyer, and if he comes and asks people, do you know if there's any debt against this property? Well, I mean, he's got a wife. Oh, God, forget it. So that's bad enough. So then, because of that, all of the issues that we had with the get are irrelevant to the ksuva. And it's nichteves b'yam, nichteves b'layla. It can have different dates on the ktiva and a different time of the chatima, because who cares? It's no different than any ma'isa bezdin itself. And it doesn't resemble the dinam of gittin. And we find that it was actually a ma'isa in which this was taken seriously, that the ktuva was Reb Chiya Barav's ktuva, indeed was ichtav bayom and ichtav balayla. And you know what? Rav was there. You think the Rav protested? Lo amahu velo mi, didn't say a darn thing. So, in other words, apparently, this is accepted by everything. Everyone. Says, you know what it is? Lema kishmul svirle? Are we saying Rav holds like Shmuel? Now, some of the Rishonim learned that in asking that question, the Gemara is indicating that that's not possible. Because we couldn't paskin on Shmuel in this. Because of that, they paskin indeed against Shmuel. Because it sounds like it's being said, what? But others learned, what do you mean, Sandy? It's just saying, is that what you're saying? Not that it's saying what. So if that's the case, so we're asking over here, is it true that Rav indeed holds like Shmuel? Or is it true that Rav holds like Shmuel? Says the Gemara, well, actually, not necessarily. It could well be that Rav doesn't hold of Shmuel. But it might have been talking about a case that he didn't say a word because they were asukim boto inyanav. They had been worrying about this the whole time. The Edom have been on standby, while, of course, every frumi in the room has brought a reason. That's not kosher. It's the wrong way to write the father's name. No, the Medina is written wrong. No. You actually should have had more. All the arguments that generally occur for Iksuva. That's the time where everybody gets in their 2 cents. So because of that, the Edom are on standby. They're fighting, discussing, yelling. So over there, says Rav, it doesn't matter, because that's basically one long Siva v'chasima. So there it's considered to be one thing. If there are sukim go to inyan, that would be true by other shtarot too, because then the word already goes out. Oh boy, you should have seen what was going on over. So that happens with other shtarot also, that nechta beyond the nechta valayla becomes a kol, it becomes part of the kol, and therefore it's not considered to be something that could be used for illicit collections. So therefore, maybe it's irrelevant to the din of Shmuel. It could just be stamadin in shtarot. Titania Omar Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok Lo Shana, when we said it is a psul of Nechta Bayom V'Nechtam Balayla B'Shtaritz in general Yala Kishain Asukim Boto Inyan Aval Asukim Boto Inyan. If we've been discussing with the Edom standing by and it turns out that they only get around to finally signing when all the rabbis have gotten tired enough to stop arguing, so then Enochinab, even though it's Balayla, it would be kosher, because the coal goes out at that point, and therefore there was protection already to the buyer, and it's not a problem. Now, we said, and of course we already learned this in the previous sugya, we said in the Mishnah that if it was Nechta Bayom and Nechta Malayla, it's possible, but Rabbi Shimon is Makshir. Omar Rava, my time at Rabbi Shimon, that's Makshir, and we already saw this. Kasova Kivan Shinatan Enav Legarsha. The moment he decides to be Megarasher and write a get to that fact, Shuv Ein Lo Perot. So therefore, what's the problem? Tainas Rabbi Shimon. And even according to Rabbi Yochanan, held according to the Rabbona, there was a problem of being Mechapel Batachoto. He was minded that that's the whole point. Rabbi Shimon says, there's no such problem. Elamai, you have an issue. The only issue you could have an issue with is Paris Malug. Paris Malug is not a problem, because anyway, you would be losing your rights to sell those perot from the time that you wrote it. So who cares when it was signed? So what are you going to say? She's going to collect early? That's not early. It's not early. It's exactly that time. You wrote the get. That's what she can collect. So shuv ein perot. Omer Reish Lakish. Let's not exaggerate this. Saying that Rabbi Shimon holds, it doesn't matter. It's not that it doesn't matter. It does matter. But from the day to the following night, it doesn't matter. That's a law. Yes, Rabbi Shimon. Only nichtav v'yom and nechtav balayla. That's ella la'alter. That's when it was done immediately. But, I mean, if you're going to have a long time between them, avomikan v'adasara yamim, which is obviously what we mean by immediately. Anything less than that, it's immediate enough. If 10 days have passed, we have a problem. What's our problem? We're cheshesh. Look, why not? Because we're cheshesh. Cheshin and shema pies. We're afraid that between, since there was so much time, it's very odd, between the ktivan and the netina, so much time has passed, it's very possible that they made up. And if they made up, so then anyway, this wouldn't be a kosher get, Rashi learns. This would be a get yashan. Why? Because here, specifically, we're more worried. Because since you never signed, so therefore, we're worried about this, that Shema Pius. But in Achinami, according to Reish Lakish, says Taisus, if you already signed, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about Dafka was sort of left open, so the guy feels, still left open, it's no, you know, okay, so over there, we have the chash, therefore, of Shema Pies. So says, what about Kitaram Bami Bnina Sayyam? What about the case of the Mashlish, the guy's going on a business trip? Why aren't we Chaya Shema Pies? We have so much time. Says, that's the point. You have to say it's because it wasn't signed, it was left open. Those cases were signed yet, it wasn't left open. Over there, when there, he made up his mind, and it was already so it's over here. If it wasn't signed, nobody would know about it if they're mitpayes. Because nobody takes it as a get yet. Nobody even knows it's going on. So it was fussed, and then already we would have notification about this. People will be aware of the fact. Furthermore, Rabbeinu Tam does not like Rashi's pshat and Shema Pies that it would be a get yashan. And he brings a raya that unless a baal is mityached, that we know he was mityached, we're never chayish for get yashan. Right, so apparently, the Gemara, and he says the Gemara even asks, why aren't we chayish shema pies? So he says, so you see, it's two different issues, get yashan and shema pies. So therefore, says Rabbeinu Tam, if there's no yichud, there's no problem of Shema Pies. So Shema Pies has to mean something else. Maybe with Shema Pies is Rabbi Nachman. Shema Pies, and therefore he was Mavato the get. And he just said, I don't want to use this. So once he says that, now it's known he's going to have to write a new get. So that's what the Chashash is. Okay. But in any event, Rabbi Yochanan says, makes absolutely no difference. Afilu mikan va'adasara yomim, im ita the Pies, kala ita the milta. Forget about the question of whether it's signed or it's not signed. The neighbors know the level of the arguments in the house. So for the past month before the get this was written, they have been screaming at each other, Yom HaValayla, and everybody's been listening in very carefully at the keyholes, because this is, of course, the only news in town. And all of a sudden, it's quiet. It's quiet, so people say, oh, damn, they made up. So because of that, it must be that then we would know, so there would be no chashash, therefore, of bitul aget or of a get yasha. Itma. So, Omar li asara. So I suppose a man says to 10 different people, kitvu get li ishti. What's the halacha? So Rabbi Yochanan holds that means, shnayim mishum edim. Two of them are meant to be Edom. He doesn't mean he wants 10 people to be Edom to the get. He basically wants his wife publicly shamed and humiliated. So he says, I'll give you a get all right, but I want 10 people to be signed on it, but not as get, not as Edom. I want 10 people to be all involved to spread the word. So he doesn't mean that they should all be Eidim. So Shnayim Mishum Eidim. The rest of them, he wants them signed, but he wants them signed so that she should be publicly humiliated. So all of the above have witnessed and do declare that we have seen kind sort of fellow. So that means that Kulam, the rest of them, are signing only Mishum Tnai. It's like a condition, and again, that she be humiliated. So that if she weren't humiliated, so it's not a kosher get. But it doesn't mean that they need to be Nichta Bayom, Nichta Bayom. It's not a problem. They're not Eidim. Resh Lakish Amar. No. Kulam Mishum Eidim. If that's what he said, he wants them to sign. There's such thing as signing just for kicks. So they're all Eidim. Now, Hechidami. What exactly was the case? What was the language of the husband? If he didn't say beferish, I want all of you signed. Hotnan says in the Mishnah, Amar la sarah kitvu get liishti. If he tells 10 people, I'd like you to write a get, they don't all have to write the get. Echad kotev v'shnayim chotmim, and the rest of them bechlal don't have to sign. So where are we getting the idea over here that you would have to sign? I mean, it would be impossible to understand as both Alibi Rabbi Yochanan and Alibi Reish Lakish, because they both are agreed they have to sign. They're only questioning why they have to sign. Okay, it's got to be talking about that he said Beferish Kulchem. So at least a Tanai there's there, and possibly more than a Tanai, possibly all of them Mishum Eidim, as Reish Lakish says. So my Beinaya, what would be the Nafkamina, since anyway they all have to sign according to everyone? Oh! The nafkamina is quite clear. The nafkamina is ikevinayo dechata betreiminayo biyuma, where two of them signed in the same day of the writing. So you have a get that's already kosher with its eidim; it was signed and written on the same day, whereas the rest of them signed 10 days later. Whatever. So you know we kind of sorry, I always have the rest of them now signing 10 days later. We're going to see, as we said earlier, they all have to be present for the signing, because that was the gezeira that we were afraid, where he wants all of them to sign, and the woman will think she has a kosher get because she's got 2 kosher witnesses or 8 kosher witnesses and doesn't know she needs 10, right? Or for that matter, even if it's a tznai. So everybody has to be there. Okay, but if everybody hangs around, they sign 10 days later, so it's not a problem. So there you would have the rest of them, idach mikan v'adasarayomi. So in that case, le'man di'omer, if you're telling me that it's only like Rabbi Yochanan says, mishum t'nai, so then indeed it would be kosher, even though it wasn't signed on the same date as the k'tivat haget. Whereas according to Reish Lakish, that they're signing is actual eidim, man di'omer mishum eidim would actually be possible, because you have eidim that are signed, and the chiv of the get that it creates, like Reish Lakish, is only going to be chal after they all sign, in which case she's going to be able once again to collect nichsei melug before she had a kosher get. Or another nafkamina, inami, kigon shenimtza miyamechad karova pasol. Now, there's another very important nafkamina. Suppose one of them is related, one of them is a pasol eid. So then, if you're going to tell me that they're all signed for eidim, if one eid in 10,000 is pasol, the entire thing is pasol. So then, lima nevashum t'nai, it's not a problem, because I'm not signing as an aid, I'm just signing because I was told to sign. So then it would be kosher, because the 2 aidim are perfectly okay. But lima nevashum aidim, then the get is possible, because there they have, once they have a din of aidus, all of the aidim have to be kosher. Now, if you say indeed, in this case, where you say, kitvu get li ishti, so according to Rabbi Yochanan, you're only signing as a t'nai, right? What would happen if ichatum b'tchila karova pasul? Suppose the first signature or the second signature is not a kosher eid, and the rest of the signatures were all signed on the same day, and they're kosher eid. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the chatima is only as a t'nai. What's the halacha in that case? So Amri la kosher. So some say according to Rabbi Yochanan it's kosher. The Amri la pasul, and others say even according to Rabbi Yochanan, In this case, since he's written first, it's possible. And the reason is like this. Amar Kasher. Because since over here, the Ksherim meant to sign probably L'shem Edus, Nikarev, the apostle, never meant to sign L'shem Edus. So he signed only as a Tanai. So they gave him covet that he signed first, but he wasn't signing as an aid. Whereas Amar Lo Pasul, others say that no, if you will be Machsher, a get, where you have the first or second aid as a car of apostle, so Atilach Lufi bestores the Alma. You people will come and say, hey, wait, what second over here? So in other words, you don't need to have, even on normal shtaras, you don't need to have kosher aidim that are signed right away. Because aidi haget, remember, cannot be signed unless they are all present. Because of the gezeira of kuchen. So then that means that we will assume, if they're all together, what's a shayach, a guy that wasn't kosher signed first? When they're all together, they undoubtedly cleared the first ones to sign as aidim. When it comes to other shtaris, so maybe, indeed, they would say that there's a difference, that the one, since I don't have to be there, I found the guy signed, and they would think that it would be kosher there too. So even there, if it's signed with a car of apostle, it would be kosher. They'll say, look, I came into Besdin, I saw Besdin being maksha, this thing. So obviously, as long as you've got two kosher aidim somewhere, it's okay. But the truth is, that if you would find another document like that, where they don't sign one in front of the other, so then you've got a serious problem. Because who's to say that the ones that signed, people took responsibility for, maybe these were the ones that were signed as the aidim. So therefore, we're chayshish that you're going to be machlif, that it was the shame aidis. Ahudi omalohu la sarad. There was a guy who told 10 people, kitvu get li ishti, I want you to write a get. Two of them signed. So chotem betrei minayu biyume, two of them signed correctly on the day of the ktiva. The rest were signed mikan v'adasorayum. So they came to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi to ask him, what's the halacha of a get in these circumstances? Otu l'kamed Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Amarle, so Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, you know what? Kedayu Rabbi Shimon l'smoch alav b'shas hadchag. We could... I don't like it very much, but Rabbi Shimon said that even if it's written later, it's signed later, it's not such a problem. That was Rabbi Shimon's specific shita, that anyway you lose the rights to Nichsei Melugadat. B'shas Atchag, let's use it. Says he, what do you mean B'shas Atchag? First of all, Rish Lakish said Rabbi Shimon himself wasn't even Machsher B'shas Atchag, unless it happened within the first 10 days. So, Amar Yishlok Shlo Yishra Rabbi Shimon Ela Le'alter, but Mikan Adasar Yomim Lo. No, I don't understand. So what about over here? How was Rabbi Yishra Ben Levi allowing this get? No, it says the Gemara, and as far as that's concerned, in the Machlokas, of how long Rabbi Shimon was Matari, I don't know the Rishlok, it's all the Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Afilu Mikan Adasar Yomim. So in that issue, Rabbi Yochanan Sfirolei, I hold like Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Afil Mikan Vadasura Yomi. But Rabbi Yochanan is the one who holds that all of them are Mishum Tanai anyway. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan Shnai Mishum Edim, Vukula Mishum Tanai. So what do you need Rabbi Shimon for? What do you mean, Kedaya Rabbi Shimon? Well, even though they're no good, but Rabbi Shimon says, what do you mean they're no good? They're not even Edim. Rabbi Shimon was referring to Edim. You're telling me you hold like Rabbi Yochanan? Oh, no. But in that, you see, I don't hold a Rabbi Yochanan. So I hold a what Rabbi Yochanan said and how long Rabbi Shimon was Machshir. But by he, Kreshaki Sfirulei. Over there I do hold that it's Kula Mishum Edim. And it therefore should be a get puzzle according to the Rabbanan. But I leave the Rabbi Shimon, it's okay. So Mele, in this case, let's rely on Rabbi Shimon. I mean, of course, it's possible that he's taken into consideration the fact that that itself is a machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish. The Maisi holds like Rabbi Yochanan. He's not going to say, let's just ignore it. Saying, in this consideration, we'll take Rabbi Shimon as well, put it all together, and you got a kosher get.